Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's scan the energy horizon. Natural gas is said to be the cleaner future. It's replaced coal as the country's top power source, but it's also causing problems for nuclear power. And as Reed Frazier of the Allegheny Front and State Impact Pennsylvania reports, that can mean a setback in the efforts to curb climate change.
It was just 4 years ago when President Obama said this about natural gas.
If extracted safely, it's the bridge fuel that can power our economy with less of the carbon pollution that causes climate change.
Obama's prediction was partially right. Hundreds of coal plants have closed. But now something else is happening, too. The Three Mile Island nuclear plant near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, creates enough electricity to power 800,000 homes. But the plant is slated to shut down next year. Inside a control room, shift manager Nick Favorito says he hopes that doesn't happen.
We're hopeful that we'll work with the PA legislature to find a solution to keep these plants running, since they are carbon-free source electricity, a large carbon-free source electricity. We want to see them keep going because we have so many good people here.
But that could be tough for the plant's owner, Exelon. The plant can't make money in an electricity market flooded by cheap natural gas. Nuclear energy is about twice as expensive to make as the same amount of electricity from natural gas, according to the federal government. MIT researcher Jesse Jenkins says that's a bad thing for the climate.
So if your concern is about climate change and you view it as an urgent and perhaps even existential threat to human society and to the environment, then you should be very concerned about the closure of nuclear power plants. And indeed, it's the thing that keeps me up most at night right now.
Jenkins studies ways to lower the carbon footprint of the electric grid. He says nuclear plants around the country are retiring much sooner than they have to. First Energy also announced it was closing three of its nuclear plants in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Jenkins says each of these are large sources of carbon-free electricity that'll probably be replaced by natural gas, which emits CO2, though not as much as coal.
Losing each one is a significant step back at a time we should be making rapid progress towards a zero-carbon energy system.
An industry-funded study found the four nuclear plants scheduled to close in Ohio and Pennsylvania provide more emissions-free electricity than all the wind and solar in the entire Mid-Atlantic grid, a region that serves 65 million people. To stay in business, nuclear plant owners are turning to states and the federal government for help. First Energy has asked the federal government to declare a grid emergency to keep its endangered coal and nuclear plants running. New York and Illinois are subsidizing struggling nuclear plants by giving them zero emissions credits. These are basically subsidies states pay to nuclear plants for the carbon pollution these plants are preventing. Matt Wald is with the Nuclear Energy Institute, an industry trade group. He says the credits are necessary.
Sun or no sun, we are seeking to have the market recognize the things that we provide to the system. It doesn't do that now.
Nuclear's precarious situation is a complicated one for environmental groups who have long opposed nuclear energy. Tom Schuster is with the Sierra Club in Pennsylvania. He worries about nuclear's environmental problems, like radioactive waste, impacts from uranium mining, and the risk of a Fukushima-type disaster. But then again, he doesn't want natural gas to become nuclear's replacement.
And if they're replaced by plants that burn fracked gas, then that's definitely a problem.
Nuclear remains the country's top source of carbon-free electricity. So the Sierra Club supported a nuclear bailout in Illinois that also promoted renewables.
I kind of think about it as thinking about nuclear plant policy as a phase out rather than a bailout.
The best way to get this to happen, he says, is through a tax on carbon emissions. That would make coal and natural gas more expensive to produce and help carbon-free energy, including nuclear, wind, and solar. But that's not likely to happen at the federal level right now, so the industry has been asking for help from states. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy just signed a $300 million bailout for his state's nuclear plants. But it's not an easy sell in other places. In Pennsylvania, the state's large natural gas industry opposes any bailout for nuclear, and there are no bills in the legislature that would do so right now. For Here and Now, I'm Reed Frazier.